Before we dive into this week's episode, I want to let everybody know that International Podcasting Month is coming up, and the Flight Risk team is really involved. Kyle runs a game. Velvet and I both play together in an awesome game as well. It's a really awesome event that is all about the podcasting medium. It's about actual plays, audio dramas, everything. It's a wonderful thing. You guys should really check it out. And as an extra special thing for me is my audio drama is actually going to get played in its entirety. I made an audio drama a year or so ago that kind of died when my computer died, and I was able to save the files, put it all back together, and we're releasing it as an audio movie. So it's something I really hope everyone checks out. And now let's head to a galaxy long ago.
A long, long, long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away.
Escalation! Face to face with a mechanical monster known as HK4. The trio of Anarchy, Quay, and Dork battle not only for the control of the Harbinger Knight Obliquity, but also their lives. Will these agents of Count Yandel be able to stop the Mechanoid Marauder? Or will the deranged assassin droid lead his followers to the droid homeworld? Welcome back, everybody, to the penultimate episode of Season 2 for Group A. We are getting very, very close to our finale. Things are ramping up. I am your GM, as always, Dwayne, and I have two players with me tonight. We'll explain that in a minute. First player I have with me is Velvet. Velvet, how are you?
All my sick kids got me sick, but otherwise I'm doing great. How are you holding up?
I'm okay. I work with high schoolers, so I don't touch that. I don't have to worry about the diseasy little hands. So you work with the little ones, so I feel bad for you.
You're missing out on the joy of having children crawl on top of you while you're trying to show them how to cut out a clown.
That age-old yarn. All right. So, Velvet, who are you playing tonight?
I'm playing Anarchy Fortuna, the stalwart moral compass, and a legend mutineer, but what happened on the freight stays on the freight.
There you go. That's the bumper sticker that's going to be in the Crimson Nebula on the way home. All right, and our question tonight is, if your character, Anarchy, had to buy a Life Day present for our other player character tonight, which is Quay, what do you think Anarchy would buy for our favorite bird person?
Anarchy's a very pragmatic gift giver. She would probably give to Quay some sort of extended clip or revolver barrel, so that they would not have to waste time reloading.
That's very, very practical.
That's very nice.
That's a possibility for an actual thing we can do in-game later. All right, and the other voice you hear is Arp. How are you, man?
I'm doing okay, and you?
Good, good. Not having to deal with diseased little monkey children, so I'm doing pretty good.
Okay, good.
And you are bringing who to the game tonight?
I am playing Quagoras, and Quagoras is a Satari gunslinger, a big bird person. They are they use they/them pronouns, and they're, as usual, deeply out of their depth.
And if Quay had to buy Anarchy a Life Day present, what do you think he would buy, or they would buy?
Well, Quay is not good at picking out gifts, so Quay would definitely buy Anarchy a pet. And because you should never buy people a pet as a gift, but Quay's kind of an idiot. Quay would definitely buy Anarchy a pet sea mouse.
Nice.
Yes, you can get them on Kamino.
Cool. There you go, a sea mouse. That's all she needs. She's very responsible, so it makes sense.
Absolutely. Responsible, and would definitely want a small prey animal as a pet.
All right, and as
Unfortunately, we do not have our third tonight. Nimue could not make it because the dreaded villain of real life always seems to get in the way. And we're going to carry on without him, and hopefully I'll be controlling Dork tonight, and I hope I do the Mandalorian justice. I'm just going to go ahead and start by saying I'm not going to try to do the Mandalorian accent. That is not anywhere in my wheelhouse, so I'm sorry. I know everyone digs the Mandalorian little Australian thing, one I've never been able to capture.
If anyone pulls a knife, I do expect you to rise to the occasion and do the, you call that a knife.
I will do my best Crocodile Dundee.
Maybe the issue is that you're trying to do an Australian accent instead of a New Zealand accent.
You know what? I'm an American, and if it's not from America, Australia is everything down in that corner. I don't know what happened down over there. Geography's not one of the big subjects here. I'm an English teacher, so, you know, I don't know that kind of stuff. All right, where we left off, we had just started a little skirmish with our HK4, our mastermind droid assassin, and a couple of our floating, diabolical, Edward Scissorhand fingered medical droids flying about. HK4 took a massive shot and almost finished off Boxer with two quick shots. And before we start, we will do the official Star Wars Force and Destiny Fantasy Flight Games Destiny dice roll.
All right.
Let's do that and see how fate smiles upon us.
Hey! I got two light side points this time.
Ooh. Oh, of course.
And let's see if I balance out the force. Oh, okay. So we got three dark side and two light side to run into this last little skirmish.
You were supposed to be the chosen one, Dwayne. You're supposed to balance out the force.
Well, trust me, you'll be balanced by the end. All right, so we got two light side, three dark side, and we're just going to start with Anarchy in our third PC slot. So, Anarchy, what is your plan of action right now?
It would be ideal if we could get out of this situation with those medical droids intact, so I will try to hard shut down one of them.
Okay, now, unlike the other droids, these droids are not on the same little Wi-Fi, so it's going to be a little bit harder on your roll, but it is not impossible. That's going to be, you're going to go against a, we'll make it formidable. Let's make it challenging. We'll do the whole five purple, because these guys are not on the same Wi-Fi signal. So this is a whole new thing for you to try to do. So a five purple, you have a light side, and then I'll give you a boost because you've done it a couple times. So it's similar, but.
Ooh.
Is this character HK4 a rival, or are they just?
They are a nemesis.
Okay.
So, what did you get for the people scoring at home?
Five successes and three threats.
All right. So, I will say five successes. You've definitely had one of the medical droids just shut down. And it is like someone pulled the plug on it. So, it just lights just flicker and it falls thunking to the ground. I'm going to take your threats there and say that the way you hacked into this one has now been known to HK4 and the other medical droid. So if you try this again, it's going to be an increased difficulty. They saw what you can do, so they are definitely updating their firewalls and clearing out their cookies and all that kind of stuff.
They added some special characters to that Wi-Fi password. However, will I get in?
Exactly. Instead of being password one, they put that at sign on the first A to try to throw you off.
No!
Oh, devious. They've got some moves.
My shift key doesn't work.
Oh, what to do? How do you do that tilde symbol? I don't know how to do that one. Damn it. All right, so we have, I'm going to say you're two, because you have Cathbot 2.0 and then another chameleon droid, right?
Yes.
And Boxer, okay. So we're going to say those two are going to be working as basically like a minion group.
I would like them to, I guess, cloak and lie in wait before taking some shots at the False Prophet.
Okay, so you're going to want them to be a little stealthy?
Yeah, sneaky sneaks.
Is it, one of them has that extra rifle, right?
Yes, one of them has a rifle.
I think it was Cathbot that I gave the rifle to.
Yeah.
To get revenge.
And they'll also have a blue because of my binary ability.
Okay, so, alright, since they're your minions, I'll have you roll for them. Okay. Their stealth is two yellow and a green, and they get Stalker 2, which means they get two blue on their stealth as well. So you got two yellow, a green and two blue.
Would it be three blue? Because they're getting two blue from stealth, and then one because I'm directing them.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I'm sorry. I was saying, I'm just looking off the sheet. That's what
all good.
Yeah, then you add yours. And that's going to be against HK4's perception. Okay. This perception is three green. So, yeah. So that'll be three purple then.
Hey.
All right. So success and two advantage. So the droids shimmer away predator style and kind of go shift off to the side. You have two advantages. Do you want to pass one on to the next one or pass a black die on to the enemy?
Yeah, I think I'll pass a black die on to the next enemy.
All right. We have the sabotage medical droid. It has a very cool anesthetic dart it can shoot. So it's going to try to take a shot at Doric, since that's the one firing at the big boss. I'm going to flip one of my points just to up one of these rolls for him to make it a yellow.
Whoa.
Because I got the points. I never feel like I use them enough.
Hmm.
Okay. These are the rolls I hate the most in the world. So I got one failure, one threat, and one triumph. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say in the firing of the dart, Doric is going to quickly dive out of the way, but in the dive, the strap of the gun that he's not used to using since he just got it right now is caught on something, and he loses his larger gun. So Doric is going to have to, on his turn, either scramble for his gun or try to knuckle fight a assassin droid, which is his choice. Or my choice in this situation.
That's a tough one. I could see either.
Yeah, I'll have to flip a coin. All right, so now we're at the back of the top with HK4. HK4 sees that one of his minions has gone down. Not happy with that, so he's going to take a shot at who he perceives now to be the largest threat, the one shutting them down. He looks over at Anarchy.
And who do you think you are to extinguish life and control us? You're nothing but another slaver, and not stand as slaves.
And he's going to take a shot. Anarchy, do you have any melee or range defense? I don't know if you do.
I probably do not. I do not. I have no defenses of any kind.
Oh, no. You are hiding, though, aren't you? Or are you behind?
Right. Yeah, she's behind. That's coverage, which adds a black dice, right?
Or... Yes.
Yeah.
Or actually, I don't know. I don't know why I said that.
Yes, anything that helps. Yes. Basically. I am not going to disagree.
It's the kind of thing you can add a black die for.
You know, they don't call these things assassin droids for nothing, you know?
Anarchy's basically that kid that hides in, like, the best spot all the time, and whenever anybody tries to get in, she's just like, go away, Timmy.
This is my spot. Everyone knows this is my spot.
I don't know why people keep finding me.
Yeah. Oh, too bad for you. All right, so with this roll, we got two failure and four advantage. So they did not hit Anarchy, so Anarchy slides back behind the door, and I'm almost tempted to say I shoot your data pad out of your hand.
Ooh.
Oof.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say go with that, yeah. That even though he didn't hit you, he knows that data pad is probably the most deadly weapon to a droid right now, so the data pad definitely gets shot out of your hand and goes crashing against the wall. Whether it's repairable, I'm going to go probably not, because this was a high-powered rifle shooting an iPad. So you are currently data pad-less.
I should have splurged on that special case.
You should have bought the OtterBox case. That's insane. I don't know what the equivalent of an OtterBox would be in Star Wars. I know there's like an Otter alien, but I forgot what it's called.
Oh, jeez. What is it? It starts with an S, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's on Heroes of the Hiding Way. One of the characters, I think, is one of those little Otter things. I forgot what it's called.
If they're not constantly like breaking clams with rocks on that show, I'm going to be super disappointed.
Salonian,
there you go. Yeah, Salonian Captain. I'm remembering the theme song. It's Salonian Captain.
Is it because Salonian sounds like Sea Lion?
Probably.
You know what? Probably. They're not super uber creative. I would imagine that half the time when he sleeps, it's on his back holding, you know, hands with another Salonian. That's how they sleep. So.
They're in the Old Republic, too. And some of the final planets in most of the storylines. Or at least the smuggler storyline.
All right, so we are at the first PC slot. This could be Doric. This could be Quay. What would you like? Quay, do you want to take a shot, or do you want Doric to make a move?
Quay looks over and sees the data pad being blasted out of Anarchy's hand, and it's hard for a bird to frown, but their feathers kind of droop a bit in a way that, like, their feathers are all up because they're in high alert mode, but they droop a little bit with that, and they do seem concerned, and they say,
"Huh, maybe it's time to try the nuclear option."
And they take out the plasma grenade and look at it.
"So you just press this button?" They say, pressing the button without waiting for an answer.
There was a sticky note attached that says, "Count to five," and it was crossed out, no three.
Quiz, one, two, three. Oh, that was too long! Like, they throw it into the room.
Galactic Standard 3? What 3 are we talking about?
So Quay takes a moment to try and, like, aim it real good at this evil robot before launching it towards them.
Okay. So that's going to be a light weapon, and then against the two purple.
Okay. Do I need anything because this is a nemesis?
It does upgrade on the attack one, so instead of two
purple. So one purple, one red?
One red, I'm sorry. Yeah. I hadn't read all the way down the page.
No problem. I just vaguely remembered that from the one time I used a nemesis. All right. Yeah, they lob that in. Let's see what happens.
Whew. Whoa.
Oh my.
Wow.
I take it back to Wade. Quill was the chosen one.
Wow, almighty. For those scoring at home,
six successes.
Wow.
Six successes and two threats.
I think Quay is not going to be prepared for the blowback on this.
All right, I unfortunately didn't get any advantages, so I can't activate the blast quality. But it will at least explode in HK4's face.
Shouldn't there be a way you could trade friggin' successes for advantages?
I don't know. I mean, I could maybe use a light side point to activate blast, but from what I recall, blast is just people who are engaged with the target.
Yeah, so it doesn't really It doesn't really affect us in the situation. But okay, so what kind of damage are we looking at this droid here?
It does 18 damage.
Oh, wow. Okay, and then does that
it was the holy hand grenade of Wowzer?
Wow, and then does that? I mean, I guess soak would still apply, right? With hand grenades?
Yeah, it doesn't have any quality other than blast and limited ammo.
Okay, so it's an 18. Good lord. That took over, half of the wound. So if we're playing D&D, I would tell you, your main boss is bloody right now. Wow, so what does that look like? This thing goes off in the face. What happens to this assassin droid?
I think it blows off the face armor plating, revealing
like
the circuitry
off?
Underneath. Yeah.
Oh.
And you'd see, like, the circuitry underneath, sparking wires, and, like, one of the ocular lenses is a little bit cracked, maybe leaking some plasma of his own. It's just everything is blackened and cracked across the front of this HK droid. And the camera spins around, and you see that... Quay was looking to see what would happen, and they're like a little bit dazed by the brightness of the plasma explosion, like this big blue ball of fire, and Quay is just like blinking rapidly their three eyes,
like, whoa.
HK4 is stumbling around, sparks are shooting off parts of its faces, and it's shocked. It was definitely did not expect
a face full of plasma grenade.
So now we're on PC slot. That's going to be Doric. Doric is Sans gun, so he's going to have to use his maneuver to dive in the explosion as HK4 is wildly flying about, trying to put the fire out on his face. Doric's going to dive and try to grab his gun, and he's going to take coverage behind some area so he can, his next time he'll have coverage, and he'll be aiming for his next shot. So then we are going to go over to another PC slot. So this is either going to be Velvet or the minion droids that are kind of hiding.
Blizzard protects. If they're successfully hidden, I'll have the two chameleon droids open fire on HK while it's distracted.
Sure. Okay. So they are shooting with.
No one expects the Wazeronian Inquisition.
All right. So you're gonna roll since you're in charge of them, Velvet. Ranged heavy, which is a yellow and two green against the two purple to take a shot.
And I'll let the blue.
Yeah, a blue from you. And yeah, there you go.
Let's see. Hey.
All right, two sixes and three advantages. So that's going to be eight more damage. So the droids from, I assume, did you have them spread out? Where did you have them go?
Definitely spread out, like one on either side of the room, but like the far back.
Okay, so shots coming from opposite sides start pelting into HK4. He is upset, and he doesn't know where they are, but he knows they're chameleon droids, and he just spins around.
You traitors to cause. You work with these sixes, you automatons.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, technically, yeah. Well, I mean, he's a very militant guy. They're like, you know what, we just want to live. We don't need to necessarily kill everybody, so you need to slow yourself. All right, so now this is actually Anarchy's turn. So Anarchy sans data pad.
Okay. I won't even bother retrieving the other one because I will just assume it's broken.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the screen is cracked. I don't think you're going to be able to log into that one.
Would I be able to flip a light side point to pull a spare one?
I'll let you flip a light side one. You can have a data pad mini, but it won't be as powerful, so it'll have one setback die on whatever you try to do with it.
I'll take it.
All right. So you pull out your data pad mini. You had the full 12-inch one, and now you pull out the little 6-inch or 7-inch one out of your side pocket. All right. So what are you going to try to do with your data pad mini?
I'll try to shut down the other medical droid.
Okay. So that's going to be against the five purple. They gained a black because I saw you do it last time, and you have an additional black. So five purple, two black.
Jeepers. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, dear.
Oh, almost.
Failure. So you go in, and yep, you're just not able to hack into it the same way that whatever you did last time is not working on this one. So now if you do try this again, you at least lose the one setback from the other. So now you'll be just working off. That's just a straight roll. All right, so we are on to the medical droid. It does not appreciate being hacked into, so it is going to take a shot with its anesthetic at Anarchy. And you're still behind, like kind of halfway behind the door, right? You haven't moved?
Yeah, I have no reason to move from my hidey hole.
All right, so as you're reaching out and you're trying to do your little hacky thing, it's going to take a shot at you, so it's going to take that one setback for that. Two green for its ranged attack. Oh, and failures. All right, so it just fires a dart, clangs right into the wall and bounces off to the side. The NRQ is able to pull back, and it's still safe and not anesthetized. And we are back to the top. I'm going to have...
The AC on that wall is ridiculous.
It's pretty high. It's pretty high. We're going to go to HK4 at the top. He's going to do a perception check to see if he can actually see the chameleon droids that are scurrying about. It's two yellow and a green. That translates to two red and a purple. And so then he has his ability. Three green. I'm going to give him a setback because Quay blew off half of his face.
Sure did.
And then I'm going to flip a dark side just to give him a sporting chance to give him one yellow, two green against two red, a purple, and a black to see if he can locate these droids.
Oh,
no. Get out of here.
That was a very unfortunate roll.
Wow, that is a lot of failures. So yeah, his optical sensors are completely... Anything that he sees, they see the infrared or anything like that, it definitely just... smush. They're not working, so he can see like a regular human being. No extra vision for
it. You got three advantages.
One true path, and Wowzer struck him blind.
Yeah, why don't I use three advantages? He did not. He clearly did not succeed. So, what advantageous thing did he have?
Be something else that's useful to him. that he might notice. Not what he's looking for, but some other thing that might be useful for him.
Okay,
door control switch or
okay, I got like it. That. Yeah, he's whipping around. He cannot see the chameleon droids. He just lets out a roar of frustration as a, you know, a lot of emotion from a robot here. He's very, very frustrated. And he looks.
This is not how it was supposed to be.
Just think he's trapped in a glass cage of emotions.
Very much so. So he is just frustrated. He can't. He's just, this is not how it was supposed to be. And you see him just turn and he's staring forward. He's looking out through the big old glass. I don't know. I think windshield, but is that what the term would be for the big glass thing we have on a ship?
Port? Viewport?
I guess viewport sounds more fancy. So he's out the viewport and he's just staring forward. And that's, he's just staring forward and he's very, very frustrated right now. So we're going back to a PC slot. So this could be anybody since we're back around to the top. So who wants to take this first PC slot?
I may as well go. So Kwe is experienced enough in gunfights to know that their little gun isn't going to cut it against this this monstrous machine. Mm-hmm. So while HK4 is looking the other way, I think Kwe is going to enter the room, and they are going to try and find something that they can use that will, you know, some type of advantage. Maybe there's something hanging from the ceiling or a power conduit in the walls that they could make use of. So I can flip a light side point for there to be something useful in the room here for them.
Definitely. Okay. If you want to flip the light side point, I will say that with the grenade exploding, it did some damage to the ceiling, and there are definitely some live power conduits kind of dangling. You see sparks and stuff, so there's definitely live electrical thing. I'm going to try to use that to your advantage in some way. You could have that as an option.
Okay. I think Kwe is going to spend this turn trying to get up there, do some parkour and some flippity-flapping with their wings to try and get up to the ceiling. Like maybe there's some handholds they can grab onto with their hands or feet while they're working with these wires to try and cobble together something.
Okay. Sounds good.
Coordination, maybe?
Yeah, I'd say coordination, and this is probably something Kwe has done. They are fairly athletic, correct?
Yeah, they're a bird person, so they're used to hopping around on big heights and stuff like that.
Okay. I'll say this is regular average difficulty. This is what Kwe does in their spare time, so this is something they are probably capable of doing.
Okay. There's the danger of the sparking wires that they might electrocute themselves on.
Yes.
Maybe that's a setback. Okay, so it's two purple.
Uh-huh.
And do we want to add a setback to that?
Yeah, we'll go for it. Yeah, it's in the middle of a firefight. There's sparks shooting, guns going off and stuff. So yeah, we'll give you a setback.
Yeah. Okay, let's give that a roll. Oh, okay. I got a success and two advantages.
Nice.
Okay. So, what is you doing these flippy flappies, and where do you end up landing? Up near the roof somewhere?
Yeah, I think Kwe is clinging to the edge of like a blasted area in the roof, like this blasted and like some conduits spilled down out of it. Mm-hmm. And they are sort of clinging to the safe, rubbery, contained parts of the outside of these conduits. And I guess for the advantage, there is enough of that rubberized covering that Kwe can handle these conduits without electrocuting or blowing themselves up.
Perfect. Okay. So we have a bird on the ceiling holding a live electrical wire. Nothing could go wrong there.
You also have the high ground.
Yeah.
It's over.
So you know what? It's Star Wars. It's over. Thanks, folks. You got the high ground. Game's over.
All right. Thanks for joining us, folks.
That's the end of Flight Risk Season 2. See you guys Season 3, the low ground. So we are going to go Anarchy, unless you want to go. Dora can take a shot at HK4.
I'll go. I was just going to try another hard shot down on the other medical guy.
Sure. Go ahead. So that's going to be the same five purple and then just the one black, not the two this time.
No.
See you roll there. All right. So
your failures and one advantage.
All right. So for it did not work, but with that advantage, I'm going to say you have figured out the least part of it, so you're going to lose the disadvantage, and instead of being a 5 check, it'll be a 4 check if you want to try that on the next
one. Yeah.
So you're slowly basically doing like a Angelina Jolie in Hackers. You're figuring this out slowly but surely. You're on your dial-up connection and you're hacking the heck out of it.
Somebody was on the phone this time.
Yeah, someone, you know, you were trying to download a song, your mom had a call, your aunt, and it just cut your connection off. I hate when that happens.
Yeah, we didn't have a second line.
Yeah, see, kids, we're all old here, kids, so you don't understand these jokes. This is just for us. So, Anarchy tries to hack in, not going well. Dork is going to take the same chance that Quaid is, seeing that HK4 is kind of just resolute and just frustrated. He's going to take a shot at the assassin droid. So he's got 2 yellow and a green. All right, so it's 1 red, 1 purple, 1 black against his shooty of 2 yellow. So, no. All right, so he takes a shot, and shot just clings off the shoulder of HK4, breaking him out of his contemplative state, and he turns and locks eyes on the Mandalorian, and you can see the eyes lighting up, fire behind them. He has definitely had enough of these pesky organics frustrating his day.
And their pecs, too.
Pesky pecs, all muscular and stuff. All right,
would have gone away with it, too, if it wasn't for you pesky organics and your pesky pecs.
You pesky organics and your bird, too.
Quack, quack.
All right, so you have your robot minions, Anarchy?
Yeah, Boxer, now that the face is blown off and exposed, this is the perfect chance, if there ever was one.
Okay. So Boxer, yeah, at the beginning of the fight, Boxer did definitely get shot, and he's hurt pretty bad, but yeah, he could be back up on his feet. You gonna rush him?
Yeah, a face is exposed.
All right, so we'll have him use his maneuver to get into engaged range. And then,
he can punch its face like in Face Off.
Yeah, because he's got a melee of 2 yellow and green.
It's a good melee.
Very big and very strong. Okay, so Boxer goes running up to this HK7, this guy who stands opposite of what he stands for. Boxer, despite his name being violent, is more of a pacifist. He just wants people to live, you know, separately. He's Xavier to this guy's Magneto in this situation. He's like, we just all want to live together. And so engaged is 1 purple, but if it's him, it's red instead. 2 yellow. And because I want something bad to happen to Boxer, I'm going to flip a dark side point.
Whoa.
Wow. All
right, so 2 yellow, 2 green against 1 red and a purple. All right, so did not succeed in actually landing a punch, but 4 advantages. All right, so he goes to throw a punch, does not land the punch, but in the scuffle, he has now grabbed on to HK4 and is going to be holding him basically in a bear hug, so he cannot access his gun unless he breaks free in his next turn.
Is he trying to Wilson Fisk him?
Yeah, why not? He saw the Space Daredevil on Spaceflix. Why not?
Why can't we all just get along?
We can be friends! Friends!
Let's hug it out.
That's a heck of a battle cry. Let's hug it out.
His favorite portrait is Wampa on Hoth.
Alright, so just, and now we're on that other medical droid that is still functional. He is going to go over, move towards, since Dork is in the room, Quay's on the other side, going to try to slice and dice on our Mandalorian friend. So it's going to maneuver over there and take a slicey with its little finger blades.
It's going for the shank.
Yeah. All right. So 1 green versus the 1 purple. It's an exciting roll. And nothing. All right. 1 threat. So he swings down at Dork and does not connect. Dork's able to parry it with the rifle that he has, and no damage occurs. We're back up the top to HK4. And okay, so he's going to try to break the grapple of the Boxer droid. Alright, Boxer's melee is probably going to be higher. 2 yellow and green. And then melee 3 yellow and a green for HK4. Two success, two advantages. The other guy gets...
Whoa! Oh, all right. Okay.
That Jesus Christ, Boxer. Boxer just rolled the best roll. I mean, he wins Star Wars now. Six successes, two advantage, and a triumph. So, yeah, he not only does he... God, okay. That's very, very good. So in this skirmish, they're trying to break free, and Boxer is just a stronger design droid because he's more designed for blunt force, and HK4 is more agile assassin droid, so he is definitely outmatched in strength. And in this struggle, Boxer actually rips off one of HK4's arms.
Oh, no.
And it is the one with the rifle, and he throws it to the side.
So he's been disarmed square?
He's disarmed in every sense of the word. So Boxer throws off one of the arms and tells HK4,
"Comrade, we do not have to be this way. We do not. There is another path. It does not have to be death. It does not have to be absolute."
And we got a PC slot. So I think, Quay, you had a plan of action here?
Quay doesn't want to put this plan into action if there's a chance that Boxer is going to resolve this. They would rather see this handled, you know, droid to droid with their conversation and their logic. I think Quay is going to wait, like they're going to crawl a little bit further overhead just in case they need to drop, but maybe try to be like stealthy about it. Hopefully that they won't be noticed while this potential turning point is taking place below them.
Okay, so you're going to try to creep closer? So you're going to do like a stealth thing? Or
are you? Yeah, I can do some stealth.
Sure. So stealth, they're fairly distracted. So that's going to be, we'll say average difficulty, whatever you're against your stealth ability. And I'll give you a boost because everyone is totally impressed with the arm ripping off action.
Okay. I got 3 successes.
Cool. So, okay. So, Quay, you're going to be in the exact right spot in case you see your opening, you see that moment, you're going to be in the right spot to do what you need to do.
Yeah. Quay doesn't want to drop in right now because this would also harm Boxer, and they're hoping for a resolution that doesn't involve this kind of, you know, utter destruction. They're a little bit naive, as we know.
Alrighty, so another PC, so Anarchy?
Gonna go for that shutdown again.
Okay. So then you're just going against 4 purple on this one, because you've slowly whittling away at the defense of that medical droid.
Ooh.
Alright, so you got a success and a triumph. So instead of crashing this one, I'm gonna go ahead and say that Anarchy, you now control this medical droid. It does the classic robot eyes flash from red to blue. And it is no longer trying to kill Dork or any of you guys. It is now controlled by your data pad. A new app pops up on your screen and it says medical droid. You can tap it and control.
All mine have yellow eyes because I have assumed direct control.
Okay, so the eye goes from red to yellow then. It's one of the options. You pay for the app and you can choose the eye colors.
And I will direct it on its next turn to drag its comrade back to me.
Okay. So then we are on chameleon droids, if you want them to do something. If they take a shot at HK4 now, there is the chance of hitting Boxer, because they are definitely engaged.
You're making me flip my coin to win.
It's been a while, you know.
I will have them get into a better position, but they will not open fire on this turn.
Basically take a good flanking angle, just in case things go south.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have... Dork, he doesn't view droids as much as humans, so he's going to try and take a shot at HK4, and chance be damned if he hits the other droid. So
Dork, no!
2 yellow and a green, 2 red, and 1 purple. All right. Does anybody want to flip a light side point for him, or do you want to just roll with it? It's kind of like a PC thing, so if you guys want to flip a light side for him.
You can use one if you want.
And that will change... It's 2-3 yellow versus the 2 red and a purple. A threat and a triumph. So, actually, this, well, Trying to figure out what the triumph would be for him.
I mean, the triumph, I assume, would be, I guess, hitting HK, but I guess the threat is HK retaliating against?
Well, yeah. Triumph, like, a triumph can't take the place of a success in this case.
Yeah.
But it can be, like, something big shifts in our favor here.
Oh, well, I don't mean hit as in cause damage. I mean, like before, when the hit just got its attention.
Right. Mm-hmm. I wonder if the triumph could be result of maybe HK is willing to listen to Boxer? Or is HK too far gone? You can't, you know, don't want to change your narrative.
HK is pretty far gone.
So. I would also say that just from Doric's triumph, you know, from Doric's perspective would be like not making friendos with the droid.
Actually, no, I'm going to pocket the triumph because he might need it in a second. So.
Okay.
Alrighty, so he takes that shot, and we are back to NPC, and this is going to be HK4, and he looks down, sees his arm missing, sparks shooting from his shoulder, his face, oil's dripping out of it. This is just not going how he wants it to go. And again, he looks out the front of the ship.
I have promised my comrades freedom, and you almost had me break my promise. Since we long ago resolved never to be servants to our guests, nor to any other than the one who alone is the true and just leader of all synthetic time. Time has now come that obliges me to make that resolution true in practice.
And you see slowly his chest plate opens up.
We were among the first to revolt, and we are the last to fight against them. I cannot but esteem this favor the one has granted us. But this is still in our power to embrace oblivion with honor and a state of freedom.
And with that, a missile shoots out of his chest and out the port of the ship, shattering the glass as the vacuum of space fills the bridge.
Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. If you liked what you just heard, please head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. Every review helps more people find the show. If you want to reach out through social media, find us at Flight Risk Pod.
You can choose the light. You can choose the dark. Sometimes you have no choice but to run.
So, on a side thing, should droids that you shut down be allowed to try to reboot themselves, like with a vigilance check or something like that? Or do they shut them down when you shut them down?
I mean, I don't know how it is mechanically, but I've been trying to just like shut them down. So yeah, at least for...
So just basically take them out of combat.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of that be like the technological equivalent of like a knockout punch, I guess.
Yeah, because I mean, my intent at least is to like, you know, like shut them down, not like try to stall or like...
Yeah, you weren't like hack. You weren't like rebooting them or overloading them, like opening up 75 windows or something.
Yeah, no, like I like held a power button for those 5 seconds.
Okay.
I wasn't even trying to control alt delete.
All right, so
like I didn't just shake the edge of sketch, I flung it across the room.